Like, people don't have to ask me on a date for me to be good enough, you know? And it's so true. I really appreciated that time, my periods of being single, because I learned to love myself more.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I also appreciate my previous relationship and my current relationship now, because now they're teaching me how to love somebody else while loving myself and not to compromise one for the other.
Aloha. Aloha, Terrell.
Aloha, Deidre.
And aloha to everyone out there, too.
Yes, aloha to you folks.
Because right now, we are about to dive into some pretty interesting topics.
One's relationships and hardships.
To one's childhood and trip down memory lane.
That's right. We are ready to talk it all.
So join us in our show,
DT Talks.
Aloha, everyone.
Aloha, friends and family. Welcome back to our new episode of our podcast, DT Talk Season 5.
Woo! Yay!
Wow, I already have people talking already. It's okay. We'll save the guests' voices later. And then...
Yes.
Yes.
They're very excited. We're very excited.
Yeah, they sound very excited already, which is a good thing.
I know, right? It's been good, though, because we've been having two guests so far.
Yeah,
so
I think it's like
fun.
Yeah, super fun, super cool, and it's always nice. How are you doing, Deidre?
Surviving. How about you?
Same here. Always surviving. I'm always tired like these days. School is just doing me well. Yeah.
That's hard, yes. I remember those days for sure.
It's okay.
No, we just don't want to be tired because we want to keep our listeners engaged.
Yes, of course.
Excited, right?
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
That was that silence, though. Okay. All right. So let's just turn the time over to our wonderful Uncle Terrell.
Okay. Here we go. This is Uncle Terrell back at it again with another news from the goodnewsnetwork.org.
Hey, what is it today?
Today is full of good news because the title says, study finds small acts of kindness can bolster students' health and wellness.
Okay.
A small act of kindness can go a long way, say researchers, towards bolstering student health and wellness. Dr. John Tyler Binfett and Dr. Sally Stewart at the University of British Columbia recently published a study that explores how the inclusion of a kindness assignment in an undergraduate course impacted student perceptions of themselves, their peers, and their campus.
Now that's a good study.
Well, there have been several studies that have assessed the effects of kindness on well-being. There has been limited research into how university-age students understand and enact kindness, says Dr. Binfett. Thousands of university students returned to class across Canada in September, and Dr. Binfett notes that while living in the times of COVID-19, every act of kindness goes a long way.
Definitely.
We know being kind yields a number of well-being benefits, such as stress reduction, happiness, and peer acceptance. And we know mental health impacts learning, says Dr. Binfett. For the study, volunteer students provided self-reports to determine the extent they see themselves as kind in online and face-to-face interactions, and how connected they felt to their peers and the campus. The students were then asked to plan and complete 5 kind of acts for 1 week. The participants completed 353 kind acts with the main themes of helping others, giving, demonstrating appreciation, and communicating. Students that completed at least 3 of the 5 planned acts of kindness self-reported significantly higher scores of in-person kindness and peer connectedness. For years, Dr. Binfert's research has focused on elevating the discussion of kindness, and he has previously completed studies on how students and adolescents perceive and enact kindness. With this research, we now see alignment in how university students and school-aged participants define kindness. To them, it means actions that can improve the lives of others. Often, it's simple things such as being polite and helping others, says Dr. Binfert. Uncle Terrell, very young, there's no act kindness because mom and dad always cane me for not getting straight A when study.
Oh, sad.
I think in Uncle Taro's family, they don't believe in kindness. They only believe in straight A's.
Really?
All the normal Asian stereotype is true. Uncle Taro lived through that.
Well, I mean, it's very kind of you to always be in our show, you know.
Yes, because Uncle Taro loved being kind.
Oh, okay.
So if you want to be kind and then you'll change people's life for the better. So that's why Uncle Taro's doing this.
Mm-hmm. It's true. You can change people's lives.
Okay, we challenge you all, friends and family, to go be kind to people and then you have be very happy for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Very true. Yes.
This is all the news from Uncle Taro. Take it away, Deidre.
Okay, much mahalo, Uncle Taro. That was very good, and it does pay to be kind, you know. So we always enjoy listening to the good news that Uncle Taro has brought forth to us. Okay, so we want to keep things positive for our podcast. And of course, now is the time for us to meet our guests for this episode.
I mean, if we can actually meet them.
I mean, yeah, no, let's hear from them.
I mean, you guys can hear what they sound like. And of course
get an idea of what they're like.
Yes, you guys can just have your own imagination of what they look like for sure, or you can just go to our, you know, social media pages and see what they actually look like and stuff.
That's right, don't forget about Instagram, Facebook. Yes.
Anyways, yes, we have our guests here today. Both of them are my awesome friends and Deidre's awesome friends as well. Okay. One's Delphia Lloyd all the way from the US, and then last week, we had our live studio audience set the Pika Pika. We have Casey, all the way from Singapore. You guys can introduce yourselves.
Oh, Pika Pika. Hi, my name is Casey. I'm a Filipino raised in Singapore, and I'm a social work major currently struggling with school. Everyone's tired, but we'll keep up the energy for today.
Of course, of course.
Yes.
And my name is Delphia. You can also call me Deli. I'm a hospitality and tourism management major from Idaho in the mainland.
Cool, cool. How do you guys feel being our guest today?
Are you
excited?
Let's go.
Let's go. That's cool.
Nice. Okay, so we want to get to know them better, and we're going to move on to our fun segment, which is called Would You Rather, and this is where we're gonna ask some interesting questions. So are you guys ready?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. All right, here we go. All right, first question: would you rather live in a car or live on a boat?
In a car.
Why?
Because I can't swim.
Are you for real?
I'm for real.
Oh, dang.
You're from like Idaho, right?
Yeah, I'm from Idaho. I mean, we learn how to swim on the mainland. Okay. But I just never finish. So I can float. And I can tread a bit. But, yeah.
What if the car's in the water?
What? Then
boat,
I'd be
a boat car. A boat car. Or
oh,
a car boat
car. I thought you were like car a car's boat. In the water. I was like, then I'm dead. If it was a boat car, I could do that.
Okay.
Anyways, Casey, what's your answer?
I would pick car as well because okay. I went to this sailing thing before as a kid. Uh-huh. And I stayed on a boat for like almost 5 days. And when I got off, dude, you're just like moving side to side. Even though you're staying still, you're just feeling like you're still in the sea. I can swim. I can do all that. It's just that I think it's more... I have motion sickness, so I get sick at the car too. Mm. But imagine having to go on a boat, live there, and then go off, and then you're just like, wait, am I shaking or not? So
that's true.
It's earthquake.
I prefer a car at least.
Okay, fair enough. Good answers.
Thank you.
Okay. Would you rather be incredibly rich but have a bad reputation, or be liked by everyone but always be poor?
Well, I wanted to be mean, and I'm like, if I'm rich, I'll be happy. But also, I thought about it, like, if you're liked by people and but poor, technically, if people like you enough, they'll help you out. So,
help you to be not poor.
Well, not maybe not poor, but if you
help you to live,
yeah, you'll survive being nice.
Yeah,
cool.
I was thinking that I was like, yeah, I'd rather be poor and liked by people, because in my head, like, the reason why I want money is so I can buy things for the people I love and take care of the people I love. So I was also like, oh, I could be rich but have a bad reputation, because I could still do those things for them even if I had that bad reputation. But then I was like, but with my bad reputation, how many people would let me do things for them, you know?
Yeah.
It's true. They won't even trust you.
Like, if you suddenly give something to them and they're like, what is she up to?
Yeah.
It's a bunch of coal for Christmas.
So I'd rather be poor and liked by everyone.
Delhi is like the opposite of the... Well, the Grinch. Are you rich?
No.
Because, like, I would say she's the opposite of the first option, because she's liked by everyone in school.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yes, that's very about true. That, yeah.
That's not true.
Just so you guys know, Casey and Delphi are well known in school right now, so almost everyone knows both of them.
I have a bad reputation.
No, that's a lie. She has a very good reputation. Just letting you guys know.
I bet you people who don't like me are going to listen to this podcast and be like, we object.
We object. You are wrong.
Nope, we're going to have lots of supporters.
Yes, for sure. All right, next question. Would you rather publish your entire search history or never be able to use a smartphone again?
I don't even know what's on my search history.
Okay, we can look up what's the previous search history that you had from Google Chrome.
Oh my gosh.
Recently, I looked up the American Horror Story Explained, because I don't watch those movies or those TV shows, because they're rated R, rated M.
Yeah.
But I'll listen to the storyline so I can still learn the story without watching the unnecessary nasty stuff.
Nasty.
Nasty.
I like being a smart aleck, so I would say I would rather have rather not use a smartphone, because technically I can use a laptop, I can use a smart TV. You didn't specify it's just a smartphone.
That's true.
It's true, yeah.
But yeah, so I mean, I can use like the old phones as long as I can communicate with people. That's it.
Yeah, as long as you can call them and stuff, right?
Yeah.
So yeah.
So Delphi, you want to post your public history? Or?
Yeah, I would.
Okay.
It would be so embarrassing.
She's very honest.
Because I've got like top 10 K-drama kiss scenes. That's my YouTube.
Bruh.
I mean, there are some scenes where I'm like, oh, that's a little
spicy.
Yeah, that's a little steamy. We're going to skip that. But definitely when I was single, I'd be like, oh, I want a boyfriend who's as sweet as these guys.
Oh my gosh, yeah, especially those search histories where signs that he likes me.
Yeah. Oh. So embarrassing. But yeah.
That's funny.
I just have a lot of lyrics for search history.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So yes, those are our answers. We'd publish it.
That's funny though. Okay, all right. Would you rather ask someone on a date and have them say no, or never ask someone on a date?
Oh.
Oh, because this is because we're girls, it's a bit different from guys.
I guess, yeah. I'd rather ask someone on a date and have them say no. I want that chance to shoot my shot rather than never having that chance.
That bravery.
It's the one, Delphi.
I am the complete opposite. I think I did that once in the school and I like regret my entire life.
It's okay, it's just the wrong guy, Casey.
Yeah.
Not all guys are that nasty guy.
Yeah. Oh, no. It's a different guy.
Oh, it's a different... So he's not a guy.
It's... What?
What?
Wait, hold on. What? She said it's a different guy.
Oh, it's a different guy.
And he just twisted.
So it's not a guy because it's a different guy.
For all I know, this guy might be cross-dressing.
Oh,
what?
Oh, yeah,
okay. I mean, okay, I'm not
Terrell
into this.
Is too tired right now.
Help. No, I mean, I get very awkward. So having to ask, I mean, if I'm like, I'm very brave, I'll probably do it. But most likely, I just like rather chill and like never ask anyone.
I mean, if the males have to go through that, you know, if the men have to go through asking people and being let down, I don't see any problem with me going through it. I did ask a guy on a date and he said yes. But it was obvious that he didn't want to be on the date.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, when the date came around, just the way it worked out, I was like, ooh, bro, you could have said no.
Like, so, honestly, I even if I do ask someone on a date, I would just, like, not know what to do with myself or, like, on the date itself.
True.
I'm just be like, what am I supposed to do now?
Especially
if, like, that's your first time really getting to know them.
Yes.
Mm. I hate the talking stage. It's so irritating.
Why? What's wrong with that?
It's like you're constantly saying the same thing over and over again.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I forgot about that.
even as a single person, even if you don't go into relationships, talking stages happen with any kind of relationships, like friendships or just people you're trying to get to know. So constantly having to do that, you're just like, you know, I don't know. I mean, there's some days that are good and I'm like, yeah, why not talk to people? Other days I'm just like,
It does take a special kind of energy. It's a social energy. It
takes a toll of you sometimes.
Yeah.
All right, final question before I get deeper on what we're going to talk about. Final question. Would you rather faint at your wedding or your graduation?
My graduation.
You set a big commotion or everyone will be looking at you. What if you're giving a commencement or you're the valedictorian?
Graduation. Yeah. That doesn't faze me. First of all, because I know I'm not the valedictorian.
You know for sure.
Second of all eyes are already on me when I'm walking up on that stage, you know? So
yeah,
because
you're so popular.
Out, they're never going to... No, not because I'm so popular. Because you literally are staring at the stage the entire time. So if I pass out on the stage, then everybody's just going to... Never forget me. I'll leave my mark on the school.
I know, right?
But you gotta fall with passion.
My wedding. I want to be healthy for my wedding. I don't want to pass out and then miss the rest of the reception.
Especially if it's right before you say I do.
Yeah, miss the ceremony. Yeah. So that's my answer. What about you, Casey?
Okay, so I looked through the script and I was already answering this. Mine is the complete opposite of Delhi. Probably because I would feel bad because in a graduation, it's everybody's time. Like, it's not just your time. For a wedding, you can technically, you're gonna get married to the person. So even if you have to delay it a bit or it's another day, you know for sure you're gonna be with that person. But for a graduation, I feel so bad for whoever has to go after me or they have to cancel because of me. And you're like, what is this girl? So I'm like, But I mean, yeah, that's what I feel. I get stressed if I feel like a burden to someone, at least at this point. So yeah.
Dang, way to make me sound selfish.
No, that's why it's a different point. It's how I feel. I get anxious very easily.
Oh yeah, like, that makes sense. Dang, you made me feel like a bad person. I was like, forget everybody else's graduation. No. I'm a pass out.
No, but for your wedding, it's your special day. It's about you and the person you love. So I get it that you want it to be perfect.
It's like the beginning of eternity. Yeah, so if I pass out in the middle of that, and all my family's there to celebrate, and I'd be like,
it's fine to be it's fine to be selfish for that day, especially because it's yours.
You angel. Makes me feel like a bad person and then makes me feel better. Oh.
What a dynamic duo right here, right?
They're
meant to be here for this episode.
Oh,
for
I think
just for this episode.
No, for all episodes, Terrell. Oh,
okay, we'll have you all. And
why not?
Yeah. Why not?
We're the extra co-host. I'll just be here. Pika pika.
Okay, all right. So we really got to know our guests, Casey and Delphi, a lot more better. So, listeners, okay, it's time to get into the topic. And since many of you are so keen to listen to our topics about relationships, today's episode is also just about that.
Mm-hmm. You guys seem to really love all of the topics in regards to relationships, but maybe because most of you guys are around our age. and our young adults too.
Yeah, most
too, so.
Of you, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, love, so I think love, it's know? Fitting for as well as the guests that we have here today, you know, both Delphi and Casey.
Did you
know?
Forget my name? Mm-hmm.
I didn't forget your name. I was thinking.
Oh, you had to hesitate. Okay.
Okay. You know, these days, at least, people wonder which one's better, being single and free or being in a committed relationship.
And happy or not. And
yes. I don't know.
Bruh, she was about to say happy or not happy.
It depends. No, as in like happy or it like depends on the person. So okay. Or not, you know.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, there are a lot of things, you know, that only single people can enjoy, but of course there are also benefits of being in relationships. I mean, being in a relationship, not in relationships.
Oh wow.
Which ooh. Many of us side long chick. To have. No.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, I mean, with that, this episode will have us look a little bit more the important benefits of the two of you guys can then decide whether it's time for you to be committed or to enjoy singlehood.
Mm-hmm, yes. So now you know why the topic for this episode is called The Perks of Being Single or in a Relationship.
So to our guests today, are you currently single or in a relationship?
Yeah, Casey, are you currently single or in a relationship?
Oh, spicy. Spill the tea, please.
You just threw me into
I
the fire.
Did.
Okay. No, I'm single. I'm the single one out of the two of us.
Wow, way to throw me under the bus. And now you know I'm the not single one. I'm in a relationship.
Single for life until now.
Until now.
I'm still single. Yeah, single since birth, guys. So now you know.
It's cool. You guys can get Casey's number
no,
if you want.
only if Casey wants.
Yeah, only if Casey stressful. Gives consent.
Yeah, respect the consent.
Yes.
Respectfully.
Very true.
Yes. And like you mentioned before, Delphi, you said you're in a
yeah.
relationship, right?
I am in a relationship.
Mm. You threw yourself under the bus first,
no.
not me.
Because you were like, I'm the single one of us, too. No. I didn't even say anything.
No, earlier on, Terrell
oh,
just mentioned. Yeah.
Oh.
It's okay.
Anyways, now you guys know. Moving on.
Yes, moving on. Okay.
Deidre, are you in a relationship?
What the heck? Now
I'm throwing you under the bus now.
Jeez. Oh my gosh. This is what he does every episode, you know.
Fight back, Deidre.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm in a relationship. What about you, Terrell?
I am single.
Single life.
Why are you fascinated, Delphi?
No, just for the listeners who might want to respectfully ask for your number.
Yes,
you know?
With consent.
Yeah,
the fans, you know? With consent.
Guys, ask for consent is the most important.
That's the quote of the day.
Yeah. Well, it's good though. We have two singles and two of us in a relationship for today, so
ooh.
That'll be good. Well, all these sound effects, don't
oh my god, you asked the wrong people. We're constantly making sound effects.
It'll be good. Okay, well, let me ask though, for the single people here, have you ever been in a relationship before?
Yes.
No.
Oh, okay.
She's hard to get. That's what I'm hearing.
No.
She's precious. She's rare.
Yeah.
Not even.
What?
What do you mean not even?
I'm just an awkward being with
no.
people.
If anyone's awkward,
no.
I'm awkward.
Uncle Terrell.
Yeah.
Now. It's fine. Wait, but what about you, Delphia? Have you ever been in a relationship before the one you're in now?
I have, yes. Mm.
So what you're saying from Casey, for you right now,
yeah,
you're saying
I'm
that...
Yeah, I'm common. I'm the Walmart brand of Casey.
No, that's not what I was trying to say, but...
that's
jokes,
not true.
Jokes,
Delphia is the best person ever.
Yes,
yeah,
she
real,
has a precious soul.
We all have our worth. And I appreciate Casey's and I appreciate my worth and I kind of appreciate Terrell's. No, just kidding. I do appreciate
kind
Terrell's.
Kind of, wow.
Sometimes when it's Mondays or Wednesdays.
On a specific day.
You have a schedule. You have a
bruh.
Schedule.
Okay. Well, I did want to ask though. So, since we have singles and in a relationship, has that ever changed your views on wanting to be in a relationship?
Yeah.
Oh. Coming from the one who's already in a relationship.
In a relationship.
Yeah. How so?
How did it change my views?
Yeah.
I don't know. When you're in... Gosh. So... Being in a relationship and being single are both stages of learning in your life. Mm-hmm. And yeah. the learning mm-hmm. I went through in my previous relationship and in my periods of being single and in my current relationship now really just shows me that I do want to be in one. I mean, there are times where a relationship can hurt and yeah. even non-existent relationships can hurt. Like if you have feelings for somebody mm-hmm. And they hurt you. Oh, sorry, Casey, that was a little... Did I hit a nerve? I apologize. Yeah. It's okay. It's a shared nerve. It's a communal nerve that I hit.
Everyone knows how that feels, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? But it can hurt you and make you afraid to be in a relationship, make you doubt mm-hmm. yourself and feel like you can't be in one. But the truth is that if you want to be in a relationship, you can do it. I mean, there's so many people in the world. You can't just be like, oh, this one person out of 9 billion and billions more to come is proof that I'm not able to be in a relationship. It's like, no. Your worth is way beyond that. Your worth is way infinite, you know? You know what I'm saying?
Nice. Of course.
Yes.
Delphi, thank you for that encouraging message. And to all the singles out there, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. Yeah, you have a lifetime to go. Especially to the ones that's around our age that's listening today, you know, as desperate as most of us want to be in a relationship. I think a lot of us should really take our time, right?
Yeah, it's okay to take your time.
Yeah.
What about Casey? What do you think?
So, okay. I mean, I'm not going to lie and say, oh, I've never wanted to be in a relationship. That is a big fat lie. Whoever says that, I'm most likely sure you're lying. At one point in your life, you would want to be in it. But for me, especially with how I feel and now, I just feel like I am too self-conscious and I don't appreciate myself enough to be in a relationship. And I feel like, okay, so I've never had first-hand experience in being in a relationship. It's all, I don't know if it's called secondhand because I just get it from everybody
else.
Bro,
Casey, you're not the first one that's like this. All my other dates so far, I've always been second place. And you know why? All of them either get into a relationship after dating me or got married, so.
You're a lucky charm for them, you know?
The lucky charm.
Yeah, I've been there before, you know.
Yeah, Deidre had that. I've been there before.
Either
too.
You marry Terrell or you marry someone else.
So literally after me.
Literally. Right? No, that's bad. I was going to say, if you want to get a date or you want to get married, date Terrell first. I feel so bad. But you never know. One of them could be your one, you know?
What do you mean?
You know, just saying.
She just said what she means. One of them could be your one.
Terrell, literally. It's a literal sentence. But, yeah, I mean, there are times that I feel like it'd be nice to have someone that I know I can always count on other than my own family, because technically, even if your friends are not like there or busy, you will feel comfortable enough to always go to this person. But at this point, I can't see myself doing that. I always feel like a burden to someone else. I'm just like,
Don't say that,
no,
Casey.
Thank you.
Someone needs to give Casey a hug right now. I'm not there, so.
Air hug. All of us are so far away from hugging each other.
Over, across the table.
Yeah, literally.
But yeah, I mean, it'd be nice, but also at this point, I'm not like harping on it, you know.
What about you, Deidre?
Huh? What?
I mean, you're in a relationship, but has your views changed?
Yes, definitely. I would say that.
Okay.
It's true as well what Delphia said earlier. When I was single, my views were definitely different.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in relationship or dating before as well, it was different. And now that I feel I'm definitely in a more strong and secure relationship, my views are totally changed and I feel I have better goals for myself and for my partner as well. Mm. So yeah.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we like to hear.
Oh. What about me? Has my views changed? I feel like at this point of my life, I really don't care if I'm in a relationship anymore. I'm done trying.
What? I mean, I'm just going to say, you know, really, you just expect the unexpected. That's what I always feel.
I mean, that's how it should be sometimes, right? You know?
Yeah.
You just, like, keep hanging out with your wonderful good friends, and eventually, if it turns out to be something, it's something, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, again, as much as I want to be in a relationship, I think I'm cool being single, and the wanting part, of course, like what Casey said, you know, you'll be lying if you don't want to be in a relationship. Unless you're the lady who wants to have 10 cats at your house and you're happy with that, then if you're happy with that, you're happy for sure.
Let's go. That's the thing with wanting. Wanting does not mean you need it now.
Yeah, of course. Exactly. Mm-hmm. But then there's the, you know, follow-up question. I hope I answered that question, by the way, Deidre. Yeah. So to all of us, are you happy being single / are you happy in your current relationship right now?
All right, Casey, are you happy?
She always throws her under the bus.
This is what I should look at you first.
I'm just the third host. You're the guest here.
People yeah, you know, DT talks. D for
Delphi. Yeah, D for Delphi. And Deidre.
Oh, God. DDDT. You should add a K soon. But, yeah. I guess I would say I'm happy. I don't have a specific feeling for it, like, at this point. Because my feelings would change. Like, if I see a happy relationship, I'm like, oh, that's cute and stuff. It'll be nice. But then a lot of times, especially now where I'm so busy trying to just, like, live life, like, survive, I'm like, do I really have time for someone else? Because I know even if I am busy, I do have to make time for this person, because that's how much I care for that person, and that's the point of being in a relationship, spending time with someone. So it's like, am I able to even give that time and give that part of me? So I'm like, I'm happy with what I have now, at least. Yes, Deli.
At least your what? Turn. You didn't finish your sentence.
Oh, okay.
You want me to at least?
Just, I mean, like Deidre said, if anything happens, it happens. But at this point, I mean, I will be jealous, but happy, you know? You will never get out of that. You'll still want it, but like, I don't know if I want it to.
No, yeah, it's I get what you're saying.
Your turn, Deli.
Thank you, Casey. That was a great segue into my portion. But I get what you're saying, because there's obstacles to overcome with being single and with being in a relationship, and you can be happy in both stages. So I had obstacles. You know, I had that time where I was like, dang, kind of sucks being single when everybody's out here like,
oh my gosh,
falling in love and I'm attending all these weddings, you know. But I was also like, but I like it because I'm learning a lot about myself. I'm not worrying about whether I'm good enough or not for someone else. Well, I mean, I kind of was, because I was like, why doesn't anybody want to ask me on a date? But then I was like, no. It's because, like, people don't have to ask me on a date for me to be good enough, you know? And so I really appreciated that time, my periods of being single, because I learned to love myself more. And I also appreciate my previous relationship and my current relationship now, because now they're teaching me how to love somebody else while loving myself, and not to compromise one for the other. So, yeah.
Great thoughts.
I am happy.
Aww. That's good.
That's good. That's so good.
How about you, Terrell?
Okay. You know, if I look back 6 months ago, I would say that I wasn't happy being single. Because, because at one point in my life, I feel like I need someone in my life in order to be happy. Which is not true. You know, you can't rely on someone's life in order to make you more happy. You know, you're the dictator of your own life, and you're supposed to make yourself happy. Yeah, and I'm very happy being single now, because I'm very satisfied with the things that I'm doing, even though as much as I want to be in a relationship, and it'll be cool, you know, be nice, it'll be nice. You know, you'll feel loved. in a sense, you know, mm-hmm. in a relationship. But that doesn't mean you won't feel love too, you know, having friends, family, and, you know, mm-hmm. to your all of your friends mm-hmm. that you're close with, you know, that's that matters more. And if you're in a relationship with someone that you don't like and you're not happy with, that's worse, okay?
Yes. Yeah, especially if you're caught in like an abusive relationship. Yeah,
exactly. So like
a toxic one,
Yeah, I've turned to that perspective already, and I think like, you know what? I'm very happy like not needing to deal with toxic relationships mm-hmm. and dealing with all these like trashy people in my life that I don't have to you know get myself
trashy people.
In that scenario. Absolutely not. mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that's why I'm very happy being single, you know. I don't have to think about that or deal with that. And if there's someone that come into my life, you know, that's good. If not, I'm fine. Mm-hmm. I'll be single till I'm 90 then.
Oh shoot. What the heck?
Anyways, Deidre.
Okay. I mean, guys, I mean, you know, it's good. It's good to be single. I have been there definitely for sure for a long time. Mm-hmm. And I remember as well, yes, while I was single, of course, I wanted to be in a relationship. I wanted to know what it was like what I watch in the movies and have someone give me flowers or something, you know, all that. And of course, then when I started dating, then I realized more and more, it's not going to be like in the movies. And you will learn more about yourself as well while you're in a relationship. Like you will learn how you would act around another person and such. And so I was happy being single before. I remember I get to do my own things, you know, watch all the shows that I want. You don't have to always ask the person, what do you want to watch? What do you want to eat? And such. But I'm definitely happy being in a relationship now because I'm able to find someone who would accept me for who I am. I was always worried that there wouldn't be someone who would accept my flaws because I would be hard on myself. I would see a lot of flaws in myself and I thought, okay, no one's going to be able to accept that. But luckily I was able to find someone who was able to accept that, and I was able to learn to accept someone else's flaws and learn to love them for who they are. So I'm happy.
That's so sweet, Deidre.
Oh, okay.
Very, very sweet, you know.
I love that. Yeah.
Okay, here's a very quick one. Very quick question. We're talking about flowers earlier, right? But to you, to you girls, is flower a thing or should it be a thing?
What do you mean?
Like giving flowers?
Oh yeah, that's general. A thing.
Yeah, I mean for you especially, Delphi?
Yeah, my current boyfriend, he gives me flowers. We're in long distance and we've been in long distance since we started dating.
Yeah.
And he would send me flowers in the mail.
Aww.
That's sweet.
And then when we finally were able to be together in person, before he'd pick me up from work, he'd bring flowers.
Wow.
That's so cute.
Yeah.
It's like a Korean drama.
This is like the jealousy inside. this is where I feel jealous.
No, don't feel jealous.
What about Casey?
I was going to say that's really cute, but I don't see the practical reason of bringing flowers. Because flowers die out. If you give me dried flowers that I can use to decorate, like, why not? But I would prefer food like chocolate. Because I can actually make use of it. Like, flowers are nice, but you have to tend to them and they will die out eventually. So I feel like when my friends give me fake flowers, at least I can keep them for a long time. But imagine getting fake flowers like every other day and I'm like, oh no, my house, my room will be like flower garden. But yeah.
That's really cool. That's all I needed to know. And to you guys who's listening today, like, just so you know, not every girl wants to receive flowers.
No, but it's nice. Yeah. If you don't know,
it's a thoughtful gesture. Maybe first you could give flowers and then after that you just
get to know the person.
Yeah. Yes, like, absolutely.
Get to know the person. If they really love flowers, why not just give them the flowers? But after you get to know the person, if there's something they would like more, it shows that you're listening to them and you want to give them what they like. So
that's true.
Great thoughts.
Okay. Yes, thank you guys for all the comments we've been having so far. And we want to get into our next favorite segment where we're going to hear some other listeners and friends give their thoughts on this topic.
All right, here we go.
I am currently single. And to be honest, I'd rather be in a relationship why. Because I think I'm already at that age when I have to find a partner or companion soon. Thank you.
I'm currently single. I'm not in a relationship. And I probably would rather be in a relationship because in a relationship you have always someone who supports you, who is with you, who helps you with challenges. You can go through trials and challenges together. It's not always easy. You have to work for a healthy relationship, for support and all of that, but I think it's worth it. Yeah.
Hi, Deidre. I don't know if you know it already, but I'm in a relationship, so I'm not single. And I would rather be in a relationship, of course, because almost nobody wants to be alone. And I realized for myself, especially, I need that person for who I could be there and who can also be here for me as well. And just like to share all my joy with and yeah, doing as many things as possible together. So definitely relationship.
So, here's a very common factor from the voice recordings is that, you know, everybody wants to be in a relationship. You know, if there's anything I want to ask, like, have you ever heard of people just say, I want to be single forever?
I've actually heard people.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, I'd like to hear what you guys think. or who told that to you?
I don't remember, but I've like heard a lot of people say that, but like it's probably just something that caused them to say something like that because after a while I would see them in a happy relationship or they're like, I want someone. And I'm like, I mean, it's probably just something that caused them to say that beforehand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. There could be very legitimate true. Deep trauma with it. Mm-hmm. So.
It's true.
So when people say that, I respect their feelings because it's not easy. Like some of our guest comments were saying, it's not easy being in a relationship. And sometimes in the process of dating, you get hurt real bad, physically, mentally, emotionally. Yeah, I respect how they feel. And I also know that man was not made to be alone.
Yeah, I was going to say that when I was thinking of it. It's like religion class, just be like eternal family guy. No man was meant to be alone.
Yeah, religion class, and also if you just look at it from a biological standpoint, I mean, we are very social creatures and we're meant to be social.
Exactly.
Part of our well-being is on our social health, so
yeah
it's true. What I also meant to say was not just men, women as well, you know. Women are not meant to be alone.
Yes.
That's why we always gather in groups. Why do you think girls go to the toilet together?
Why do the question is, why do men not do that?
Because they're like,
Jarrell, why?
Yeah, Jarrell. Next time you go to the bathroom, turn to your bros and be like, hey, you want to come with me?
Oh my gosh. Like,
what do you want? What do you want from me?
This is the thoughts of guys whenever. So you're like asking, like, why don't guys do that? I'm like, you yourself just answered that. Like,
toxic masculinity.
Exactly.
Right there.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, that's one way to break down toxic masculinity. Force men to go to the bathroom together.
It's probably awkward because it's open in the men's toilet. For girls, it's in the stalls.
Oh,
and
true.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know. I never went to the girls' bathroom. So
It's all stalls. There's no, like, open. But why would we do that?
I don't know. I don't know how you guys converse in the toilet.
For us,
we can just like converse like next to
next to each other. That's so like awkward.
It's very interesting how we went to this topic.
I'm sorry.
Now you know the social relationship,
social traditions of the men's and women's bathroom.
You can cut this out. I'm so sorry.
Oh man, but yes. Any other thoughts about what the clips? Like you've heard from the clips.
I don't know. I think I pretty much said what I was thinking.
Yeah.
How a lot of us want to be in relationships. And also there may be times where each of us don't want to be in a relationship. And those are natural parts of living. Natural parts of, you know, growing into relationships and growing into being ready for one. And also there are going to be some people who really are single for their whole lives. And that is also okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think sometimes that should be normalized because, you know, we always tend to think that relationship will always bring us happiness. No.
Not necessarily.
It brings you full of trials and challenges and unhappy thoughts. And sometimes you just want to kill each other because...
Oh, okay. Positive move. Hold on,
bro. It's challenging.
Wait, let's chill out for a second.
I mean, if that's what Terrell thinks...
The single man kidding. Talking about how he wants to kill...
No, I was just kidding. No. I mean, like, point is, like, no relationships are perfect. You know, you're not going to have, like, unicorns and rainbows all the time, you know? That just proves
of course,
people are different.
Yeah.
And I do know quite a few people who are definitely much older. They are in their 70s and they are single still. And to me, they are very happy.
Okay.
And they have their own careers, their own things in life that they enjoy doing. And I've always admired them for that. So, yeah, just always be positive, be happy.
True. Yeah, and that's just like not just being single. You know, you got to try to be... Not try to be happy. You know, if you want to be happy, you want to be happy in single.
It starts from yourself.
Exactly. Yeah, it starts with you.
You need to be happy by yourself first before...
Yes.
Because it will just be nicer if they add on to your happiness and not be your happiness. Because
exactly.
Imagine if you don't have them anymore. That's going to... Exactly. You're going to be ruined. So.
Yes, completely agree with that. That's why sometimes there are people who are single and they're like, okay, I'm really unhappy now, but once I'm in a relationship, I know I'll be happy. That's actually not a good mindset.
True.
Because you're going to solely depend, as Casey said, like solely depend on the person. That's going to be tiring for them. It might push them away as well.
Yeah.
And of course, if anything happens that they're not around, like what would you do as well? So yeah.
Yeah, that's so true.
But okay, we don't want to dwell on the negative, guys. Let's see. What would you say are some benefits to being single or in a relationship?
Ooh. Yes, Deli.
Spicy.
What are the benefits?
Ooh, Casey came back.
Hot question right here. Ooh, benefits. What's the perks?
What's the perks?
Yes. What can you get from this investment?
Well, I do enjoy hugs.
Oh, that's true.
I do enjoy hugs from my boyfriend. I would say that is a good benefit to being in a relationship. But in all seriousness, benefits of being in a relationship. Like I said before, I feel like I sound like a broken record. I've actually been thinking about this a lot this past week, how being single and being not single are both stages of learning in your life.
Yeah.
And they're both vital stages of learning. For me, the benefits of this current relationship I'm in are the stability and also realizing. So when I was single, I came to a point where I was able to love myself. Mm-hmm. I mean, of course, you go through ups and downs and it was hard. And now I'm in a relationship and I was able to get into this relationship at a healthy point where I don't rely on this relationship to help me love myself. But it definitely has helped me love myself more.
Yeah.
And helped me learn how to be more selfless as well. So
That's a great answer, Delphi.
Nice. Thank you.
Very well thought, very wholesome, very positive. And
thank you.
That is Delhi for you.
I'm embarrassed.
What about you, Deidre? Like, since you're also in a relationship, what's your benefits from it?
I completely agree with what Delphi has said. And for me personally, I feel the benefit is that you get to share your life with someone.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that you cannot have your own alone time or anything. Mm. You can always have that, but you get to spend doing things that you enjoy with someone and can share it with them. And you can even have someone that's always there. Like if you have a bad day, that person will be there to support you whatever you're going through. It's good to have that and to be able to love someone. It's a very good feeling to have someone to love and who loves you back as well. So
yes,
it's definitely a benefit.
Yes, thank you for saying that. I agree.
You guys can see this, but like Casey's tearing up.
Oh my gosh, Casey.
What? Really?
Because she's laughing so... Girl, why are you...
I'm not laughing.
No.
She just appreciates your story, Deidre.
Don't worry, you guys. You will find... that happiness no matter what.
No, I'm gonna cry.
I'm sorry. I just found it really sweet when Deidre said that you could share Aww. Your life with someone, and I'm like, that's really nice. Mm. I'm so sorry.
Oh, don't be sorry. I'm no, sorry. I thought you were laughing. Bro. I'm so rude. I don't know, girl. I mean,
she's laughing now, but yeah,
now you're I'm laughing at myself because I'm crying.
Oh, that's why you. Yeah, because I saw you laughing, and I was like, "Oh, she's laughing so hard, she's crying." But I was wrong.
I thought it was so cringy what I said. So that's
no, cool. What you was said really was sweet. True. That touched me too. Not.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah.
How am I supposed to back that up for single people?
No. Terrell, start first then. Terrell, right. Out of the
brain. I have. Always have things to say.
Yeah, hold on. Because your partners are not the only people you share your life with.
Yeah. Yeah.
But carry it on, true. Terrell. True. Tell us your wisdom.
The biggest benefit of being single, or singlehood especially, is that you'll have your own time management, you know?
That's true.
The yes. extra time that you have when you're in a relationship is the time where you talk to your significant other. You know? I remember there's countless times that I don't sleep till 3 in the morning.
Yeah, okay.
Bro.
Because of just like either talking about life or talking about just like dealing with problems, dealing throughout the day. And it's not a bad thing. It's mm-hmm. absolutely, it's a good thing. But I notice when I'm single, I can sleep way earlier.
Uncle Terrell needs sleep.
Yeah, especially at this time. I don't know how people can manage like being married and have kids while studying and Ooh, have a job yeah. here.
I know. Mm. I admire voice. Those couples, you know, with kids and yeah. studying and working. Yeah.
Yeah, and whenever I ask them, you know what they say? Mm-hmm. I just do it and it happens. And I just sleep and I wake up and I'm doing the things over and over again.
Mm-hmm. Aww.
Yeah, it's a good thing. And they're very happy doing so. And then mm-hmm. we should also reflect that as, you know, being single. And all the things that makes you happy. Like for me, I like taking pictures. Pictures makes me happy. Mm-hmm. I sing all the time. I don't sing particularly too well. What? But
he but, sings well, y'all. Don't listen to him.
But I enjoy doing it. And like all of my friends that live with me in here on campus, like they always say like, man, Terrell always have his own recital in the everywhere. Bathroom yeah, or everywhere too yeah, actually.
Love it.
Yeah, and I'm very happy doing that. And like I think when you're not in a relationship, you focus more on yourself and all the things that you yeah. love to do, and I exactly, and I really enjoy yeah. that, and that's a good thing, and I love doing that. And do I miss being in a relationship? Of course. But as of now, I'm many things I'm focusing, especially the podcast, my own hobbies and my own yeah, like yeah. interests has helped me shape me who I am today, and I'm very happy being single because of it. I don't mm-hmm. need someone to tell me that I need to have someone to be happy. Mm. And yeah, I'm very happy being single. And that's the big perks. All the time that you need and want and all the things that you want to do, you can do it when you're single. Not saying you can't do it in a relationship, but singlehood gives you a lot of time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think building off of that, I would say that being single, it allows you to meet a lot of other people that could yes. bring something mm-hmm. to your life, and
very true,
you
yeah.
do have the time to spend with them. Mm-hmm. And doing that, at least even if you're not in a relationship, you're able to build your social skills or anything mm-hmm. that you might need. Just like how your partner would be forever if you do marry them. Technically, friends are also there for mm-hmm. like forever. And friends could yeah. become family as well. So
yeah.
you mm-hmm. never know who yes. you meet when you have that time. So even if you are single, I guess it also helps you when you need to find your own security in yourself. When you're not feeling that you're able to be with other people, at least you know that you have to be happy with yourself and also secure with yourself, then you can be able to fully give yourself to other people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Prerequisite for being in a relationship is being single. It's a necessary part of life. Mm-hmm. It's not a bad part of life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. I'm going to double down on like friends part is that, you know, like friends come a long way. And if anyone's going to be longer than your relationship sometimes, if you break up with that relationship, is that your friends are going to be there for you, to support you and to be there for you. And if you haven't found those kind of friends yet, well, you got to go through that stage before finding a relationship, because if you can't find good friends, it's how do you expect yourself to find a good relationship?
Your partner should be your best friend. And that's what I love hearing from really old couples. They're like, she's my best friend, or he's my best friend. I'm like, oh, that's so cute.
Great thoughts, by the way, guys. Thank you so much for sharing those.
Oh, thank you.
And here's the final question. To the ones who's very afraid, I don't know if I'm still afraid. I'm just going on dates sometimes, so I don't even know if I'm afraid. What would you say to people who are afraid of being single or even in a relationship?
Please, Deli, tell me how to not be afraid of being in a relationship. I need that.
This one is a very real question for me, because as I was getting to my current relationship, I was terrified. I was not expecting to meet this guy. Met him on a dating app, you know how it is, 21st century modern real time,
but of course,
and I was not expecting, I was just trying to go on dates,
okay,
because I felt like I haven't gone on a lot of dates, I feel like I need more dating experience if someday I want to be in a relationship. And then this guy came along and I could tell that it was, it, and then this guy, no, just kidding, love you, babe, and then he came along and I could tell that it wasn't just like, oh yeah, let's go on a date and get to know each other. I had a feeling that this was going to be going towards something more serious, and I was scared because I didn't know if I had it in me to commit. And me being a religious person and believing in my faith wholeheartedly, I prayed a lot about it. I thought a lot about it. And I realized that I have faith in a lot of other areas of my life, but not in dating. And I was like, oh, I need to have that.
Yeah.
And whether you're religious or not, whether you believe in a higher power or not, faith is a thing in your life. Like, not just the religious part of it, but just like hoping for things that will happen, right? And so I realized I needed to have more faith in myself and in other people in this part of my life. And that if I didn't take this leap now, then I wouldn't be able to learn that as well. True. So for me, the fear of being single and the fear of being in a relationship are both real. But it just comes down to whether you are willing to have faith in yourself enough for that stage of your life. So that's my advice, because it doesn't stop getting scary. Oh no, I'm in this relationship.
It gets scarier.
Yeah, it gets scary. No, just kidding.
It can get scarier.
It can,
because you end up really caring for that person, and that just becomes really serious because they're interwoven in your life already after that.
Yeah,
you're just like.
And it's people have probably heard this a lot, but it is a daily choice. You make that daily choice to have faith that things will be okay. You have trust. And that's terrifying, but it's worth it. So that's my 100%. Advice.
Heard something about fear as well. It's a natural thing. And I feel like when you accept that you're afraid, it will get easier from there, because you acknowledge it. And sometimes fear can actually just mean excitement for something else, because something that you don't know. And I think that's one way. And for being afraid of being afraid of being single, I guess those are the people who've been in a relationship for so long or constantly that they don't know what to do with themselves. This is the time. Like, if you are single, then take this time to get to know yourself and take this time to spend time with other people that can help you feel secure with yourself too. Because even if you are single, technically that period you will probably find someone else that you will be happier with. So that single, just like Deli said, it's part of your life. You have to go through it. I mean, before you were in a relationship, you were single. You just forgot how it felt. So just take this time to focus on yourself, because when you love yourself, not in like the egotistical way or like arrogant way, people will see that, and they will also learn to love you. Because they see how, like, your aura will be just much more nicer when you actually do love yourself, because you take care of yourself, and that will, teach people to love you as well. And that will probably be the prerequisite to your relationship if you get another one. So, don't be afraid, not don't be afraid, but just take it in stride and like accept it and like just do what you can during that period. So
true. Yeah, and I like to just go along with that, is that, you know, you need to learn how to be happy, you know. You know, people gravitate towards someone who's happy all the time. That's and if you're not happy being with yourself, then how you expect yourself to be in a relationship, right? And it's true, because we are naturally wanting to be happy all the time. Mm. We will always feel that, okay, there's something that I'm missing in order to be happy. No, it comes, and it just goes back to the message that we wanted to share, is that it all comes down to your own decision. What are you going to do to make yourself happy?
And can I add on to that?
Yeah.
So as somebody who struggles with mental health, I'm diagnosed with depressive disorder. Mm-hmm. And there are sometimes, whether I'm single or in a relationship, where I'm just not happy. Mm-hmm. Like the chemical imbalance in my brain. So the phrase, be happy, make yourself happy, is like, oh, that stings. Because, you know, I'm trying, but I'm still down.
Yeah.
But as somebody who personally experiences that and has gone through depressive episodes recently while I'm in a relationship, while before I was in my relationship, it is possible to deal with that and be single and have meaning to your life and be in a relationship and have meaning to your life and your relationship. And it's also possible to be loved when you deal with those things. Because whether you have mental health or physical health problems, a lot of the time you feel that doubt, like, oh, could somebody really accept this part of me? But someone can, and they will someday.
Yes.
It's true.
Amen
it's
to true. That. Yes.
Agree.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Agree.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much for that. I think a lot of people will need to hear that.
Yeah.
I hope so.
For sure.
No, that's not, I completely agree with what Delphia said. And for me, even when I was in this current relationship, I was just like her. I was so afraid. I even thought he was going to ghost me. I keep telling that to him. He's like, no, I wasn't going to ghost you. I thought you were going to ghost me. I was like,
back and forth. No, I thought you.
This is why communication is so important, guys. Yes. No matter what.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but then after that, I too was like worried that, you know, because I also have depression and anxiety, and I was worried that that's going to push someone away. And I will always tell that to him, like, I just want you to be aware that there will be some days that I'll be like this, and I'm sorry if it's going to be difficult for you. But he was like, no, just when you experience those things, let me be there for you and let me know when you are going through it. And it was difficult at first because I was not used to having someone who wanted to be there and help me out during those times, but it was something that I had to learn to share with someone and also to learn for myself. So even though you feel that you have those difficulties, those challenges, those flaws in yourself, just don't be afraid to even share it with someone who you trust. Make sure it's someone who you trust, whether you're in a relationship or even with friends and family and such. So don't be afraid.
True. Man, I really like how all of us like turn all this topic into a very hopeful sense of episode, you know? Like, I think like a lot of people would love to hear this, because I think all of us.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope so.
I just share this like a little bit before we end, is that, you know, we are always so hard on ourselves.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Like all of us have, I wouldn't say all of us have mental illness. Maybe we do. We have some form of it, right?
You never
at
know.
One point, at one point yeah, in at your one life, point. Everyone will go through it.
Yeah. And all of us have mental health issues, and it's totally fine. You know, we go through it because we are human beings and we want it to grow. We want to be happy, and that's the core message. So anything else from Deidre?
No, continue.
Okay, well, this is basically the end of our episode.
Yeah.
We'll probably have a part two of it, honestly.
Don't worry. Everything will be all right.
Yes.
No matter what happens, everything will be alright.
Absolutely. And I feel like both of you guys have more things to say.
Oh.
But because of time, we have to go.
So stay tuned. Good things to say, though. I really appreciate you guys.
Yeah.
Deli was the bulk of it.
Oh, yeah. Don't even.
And,
we're
and
the dynamic
too, Deidre,
duo.
I swear. Oh, Deidre. Deidre makes me cry.
Yeah, I saw.
It's like not in a bad way, you know?
No,
well,
in
a good way.
It's
in a wholesome
very
way.
Touching. Yeah.
You tapped into her heart.
It's like Deidre makes me cry because the thing she said hurt me.
No. Or the dynamic quartet.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely, yeah.
Thank you for giving us this chance to share these things with everyone.
Yeah, no worries. I feel like all of you guys, or both of our guests at least, you know, they have a very positive mindset. And always look at...
We can definitely learn a lot from what they said.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I feel like a lot of people in the world are so pessimistic about relationships. Mm-hmm. Or being single, at least. Mm-hmm. So
I mean, it's hard times, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Been there.
Done that.
But it's all good, guys. As long as you have a good support system, yes. It'll all be fine.
Yes, and that's all that matters, majority mm-hmm. of the time. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you so much, Casey and Delphia, for being
Thank
in our
for
podcast
us.
Here today. And again, we're probably going to have you again to talk about this more because good things to talk about. Yes. But yeah, again, thank you so much to friends and family. Hopefully you've learned a thing or two about dating here today. Or not dating, just being in a relationship or being single have their own benefits. And of course, you know, hopefully the things that we say here can help you to be a bit more happy. Is that the right thing to say?
Can bring more positivity into
yes,
your life.
Absolutely,
yes.
Yeah.
And
yes.
hope.
No matter where you are in life, everything will be okay.
Mm. That's true. Hopefully. Be sure to find...
Okay, pessimist. Anyway.
Anyways, we'll talk more about this later. Thank you so much for listening to our DT Talks podcast. Be sure to follow us on our social media platform, Instagram, DT Talks _ podcast, and Facebook, DT Talks podcast, for our latest episodes, news, and of course our audio clips and quotes and more. Be sure to follow us on our podcast platform, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Amazon Music as well. So thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful day. And this has been
DT Talks.
We are done.
Thank you.
Pika pika.
Pika pika.
All right, have a good day, guys. Catch you later.